With new abortion bans and restrictions spreading week by week, groups that help people pay for abortions are playing a bigger role than ever. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. More than 100 abortion funds dot the country, raising and distributing money to help people pay for abortions. These nonprofits helped at least 45,000 people in 2020, and they've raised millions since Roe was overturned. Trade-Offs producer Ryan Levy has been looking into these funds and how they're adapting to a post-Roe world. Ryan, what do we know about who these funds are helping?
So each abortion fund is independent with their own target population. So some serve specific states or regions, and others really focus on helping particular populations, like indigenous women, for example. Many of these funds are really small, and most of them rely heavily on volunteers. And research shows that the typical abortion fund client is in their 20s with a couple of kids, and about half are Black.
And how do these funds actually help the people who are reaching out to them?
Well, abortions are expensive, Dan, at least several hundred dollars, and most state Medicaid programs don't cover them. So abortion funds try to fill that gap, helping people pay for the actual abortion, as well as things like travel, hotels, childcare that they might also need. But abortion funds rarely cover all of someone's costs. They do this because they're really trying to stretch their limited funding to help as many people as possible. So the average grant is about $215, and about half of abortion fund callers receive no financial support.
Right. So there's clearly a limit on what these funds can do. At the same time, they're seeing this huge spike in donations. In the first 3 weeks after the court struck down Roe, the National Network of Abortion Funds raised nearly $11 million for local funds, which is more than all funds in that network gave out in 2020. Ryan, has this influx of cash changed what funds are offering people?
So it's definitely helped, but demand is also going up. I talked with Kim Florin, who runs an abortion fund in South Dakota, which is one of seven states that now bans abortion. She said she's getting way more calls than normal, including some from as far away as Texas. And costs are going up, too, especially because they have to send everyone out of state now.
By the time you count in somebody who has to drive 600 miles and then stay two or three nights in a hotel, and then they have to eat that whole time while they're there. A lot of times the practical support costs just as much as the actual funding for the abortion.
Abortion fund leaders told me that the biggest change, though, for them is just how freaked out people are these days. I talked about this with Aaron Smith, who runs a fund in Kentucky.
I've had people come up to me and say, I'm afraid to call you all because I don't want my line getting tapped. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to be arrested.
Aaron and Kim both said that the fear and uncertainty surrounding abortion right now means that they've had to become information hubs, really, for their callers and the broader community, you know, keeping them informed on what's legal and what their options are.
Speaking of legality there, Ryan, is there any concern that state lawmakers in conservative states are going to target these funds or that their work could become illegal?
Oh, yeah, Dan, this is definitely top of mind for the people I've been talking with. Funds in Texas have temporarily stopped paying for abortions because they're not sure if they legally can under the state's restrictive laws. And I know of at least one other fund in Alabama that's done the same. For now, most funds are still going, though, trying to step into this Roe-sized breach in abortion access, while also knowing that there's only so much they can do.
Trade-Offs producer Ryan Levy, thanks so much for your reporting on this.
Anytime, Dan.
To hear how an abortion fund changed one Chicago woman's life, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.